From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Chicago, public housing high-rises, long-standing symbols of poverty, crime, and neglect, are coming down. It's part of an ambitious initiative to improve the lives of the city's public housing residents. The Plan for Transformation, as it's called, is relocating some 25,000 families and seniors. They're moving into rehabbed low-rise buildings, private market apartments, and mixed-income communities.
For 8 years, Catherine Coco Means lived in the 17-story Stateway Gardens on Chicago's South Side. Last fall, she took her Section 8 voucher and moved out. She's now in the Inglewood neighborhood a few miles away. Like the towering public housing corridor, it's also a poor, predominantly African-American area with one of the city's highest crime rates. But in Inglewood, she has her own second-floor apartment.
Independent producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister have the story of Coco's move from 35th and State, the Bricks, as she calls Stateway Gardens, into her first apartment outside the isolated world of the projects.
Today is September the 23rd, and I am moving out the Bricks.
Here we go. These are your keys right here.
My keys to my new apartment, my lease, and I'm like the happiest person in the world.
And a grant to move in at South Union, you are granted the following.
My name is Catherine Means. All of my friends, my good friends, call me Coco.
No loitering on the front porch or yard, no drugs allowed on the premises.
It's a lot of things that I do here that I'm not gonna be able to do there. We really can't sit on the porch. That's what no loitering means, right?
If any of the above guidelines are disregarded, it could be grounds for lease termination. And then we will sign both of the. I have two copies, one for me, one for you.
Is you happy?
Yeah.
You real, real happy?
Yeah.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Why are you ready to go?
Because I hate Stateway.
Why do you hate Stateway?
Because it's me, and people don't like people. And too much stuff going on around here.
Aquanique is 6 years old. My baby girl, she's 1 year old. Her name is Unique. I got another one on the way. That one due in January. January the 8th, to be exact. I'm glad because my youngest two, which would be my new baby, and my 1 year old, they won't know nothing about Stateway. They won't even remember they ever even lived there, which is good.
Damn, my husband's cute. This is our home.
I know.
You like it so far, Puss?
I do.
Ooh, this is like the Bahamas. This is literally like the Bahamas compared to Stateway. This neighborhood, a lot of people told me at first basically like, that neighborhood, that's a bad neighborhood. Why would you want to move over there? But I don't see no thugs hanging out on the corners. This your room, Puss?
What, this big, pretty white room? The walls, no handprints on the walls. Not on my wall. I'm taking care of my room. I'm keeping my room clean.
I don't have a bed. So for right now, we're going to sleep on the floors. We got, like, these couch pillows. It'd be pretty comfortable. We got a lot of comforters. It'd be pretty comfortable. It's a carpet, so it's like camping out in your house. I feel secure being here. I got to get my gas turned on, but it's real nice. It's freezing, though. Gonna take care of my kids?
Yeah.
Always.
We're not your kids.
We're going to take care of our kids.
Yeah, we're going to take care of our kids.
Because he's my kid's father, you know. He helps out a lot. He's not on my lease, and but he chooses to be here with his family, which is good. You know, he doesn't have a job. He doesn't have anything. He chooses to stay here in the cold and freeze with us.
Richard J. Oglesby. It looks great. Even the letters shining. Look, the letters are shining.
Today I'm taking my daughter to transfer her into her new school, which today is Thursday. She's not going to start till Monday, but I'm just taking her over to transfer her in today.
Good morning, Aquanique. How are you doing this morning?
Fine.
Fine. Okay, welcome to Oglesby School. I'm Mrs. Cooper. I'm your principal, okay? All right. Do you have any questions about Oglesby School or anything?
No, I like it. It's so pretty and beautiful. It's nothing I don't even want to ask. I mean, this is beautiful.
Okay, but you know one of the things, since she hasn't been in school for about the last 4 weeks, we're going to give you work. You know, the teachers will give you work, and I want you to help her at home to kind of catch, you know, to bring her up with the rest of the students. But it won't be difficult. It's not going to be hard.
It's about being a parent.
And we want to help you so she'll be successful. That's what we're all about, you know, because her success is our success, and that's why we're here.
I think you're going to like this school, sweetie.
Today's the 30th of September, and it's been a week since I've been in my house. It's all right. Just boring, need something to do badly. Find a job, go to school or something. Sitting here every day is like depressing me so bad, because it's nothing to do. No cable, no VCR. It's kind of hard. You know, like on 35th, it was always something to do. But now there's no friends around, there's nobody around, it's like boring. I guess it's got a lot to do with me growing now. I'm growing. No more wild parties, no more getting drunk all day, every day, smoking bud. I miss it though. I miss Stateway dearly. This is a poem, it's called What Makes a Grandparent. Today was her first day of going back to school.
What makes a grandparent?
For this school year. And
it's easy.
She was lovely looking at her little blue and white.
But it's not Gladys or Cookie Smell.
But it's not Gladys or Cookie Smell.
She can't read at all. And I think maybe that's my fault, because maybe if I would have been reading with her. But we're going to practice.
I'm going to study these words. Today, for the first time, since she's been in school,
I sat down and I literally helped her do her homework, and we went over the words and we read the stories together, which it felt real good. It felt real good.
There.
If.
Okay. Now, before you go to bed, we'll do it again.
Okay. Now I can finish eating my sugar pop.
Hey, how y'all feeling?
The landlady came over. She laid down a couple of rules and regulations. A few I liked it, a few I didn't.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm very concerned about the walls in such a short period of time.
Right.
When I see stuff like this, I'm going to be like, okay, is it being taken care of? Because you all have been here, what, about a week or two?
Right.
And I know you got kids.
My name is Nicole Johnson. I'm the landlord of South Union. I had gotten a complaint from the neighbors next door. The owner actually called me. Luckily, I knew him. And it was two of his people in his building complained that on Wednesday and Thursday of last week, it was an excessive amount of noise on the front porch and people were out. And I came over late that Friday because it was a concern of mine that, we were out of compliance with the lease.
Okay, it's just a couple things that I want to reiterate. I live right around the corner, so I'm always driving by, and consistently it is like it's like a lot of traffic. You do want to, especially if you have a place that's nice, you do want to cut down on traffic. I'm just being honest with you.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I know the
about.
Baby y'all young, though. You know, y'all
young, really? Beautiful. Like, she don't want us to have company at all. What's the problem? You're not all mama. I mean, you running some type of girl shelter here or something? Well, what are you saying?
Well, my concern would be that oftentimes, you know, a lot of black men may not, I don't know anything about them. I don't know if they have a job or they don't. I just know it's just historically, if you think about with a lot of black men, they just be looking for women to take advantage of and live off of them and move into something that is, and not treat them well, not so. I don't know if that's happening or not. But all I know is that when you start respecting yourself as a woman and looking and viewing things differently, I would never have traffic coming in and out of my house. I don't have it unless I, for some apparent reason, was having some get-together to celebrate someone's birthday or something like that. Other than that, my home has become my sacred place. And I think that as a woman, you learn traffic going in and out should just be minimal. But if you didn't come from that environment, it's much more difficult to live that lifestyle.
I don't know. I guess we just got to get over all the ghetto mentality. We've been living on 35th for quite a while, you know. So I guess she's saying a lot of stuff for the best interest of us in this building, but certain things she's saying that I'm not feeling her. What the company? No sitting on the porch. Beat it.
Well, you allowed to sit on the back porch, but not on the front porch.
I'm saying, though, I mean, I understand that, but I think that's, like, rude. We've been living on 35th all our life, and it's like we never was able to sit on our porch. We don't be rowdy. We just be sitting there. Everybody else sit on their porch. I mean, you the landlord. If that's what you say, that's what we got
to
follow.
We, as African-American people, we don't have time to sit our butts around doing nothing. I'm sorry. It is always something to do. Like, I don't believe in people just sitting idle. I can't help somebody that can't help themselves. So one of my expectations for every last one of my tenants is for them to be moving forward. So that's why I dedicate most of all of my time to helping change people's lives. Every month, I do an event at the shelter in memory of my sister who spent her entire life on public assistance.
I guess we can deal with it. But it's going to be hot a couple of more days this year. And until then, we're going to sit on the porch. So she's going to evict me. Oh, well, evict me, because I'm not going to keep my kids cooped up in the house all day.
Today's the 7th of October. I've been living in this house for 2 weeks now. And I feel I should move. Well, my landlord says she feel I should move, too. And I think it'd be for the best myself, because it's a lot of strict rules.
You can't sit on the porch. You can't do what you did in the projects. And that's not right. That's not right.
After Nicole left, my friends who were sitting around, everybody had, like, opinions about her. And they was like, well, she's trying to run your life.
It's like she's discriminating on her from where she came from. That's not right.
I think she won't. Coco to pretty much distance herself from the people that she was friendly with in the projects.
Right, exactly.
That's what I think she's trying to do. You can't take nobody friends with them. You know, you've been a friend for so long, you can't just go.
But then a few minutes later, Nicole called me downstairs. She asked me, like, if I would consider staying if I went to this Good Neighboring program. And I was like, I'll think about it. When I came back upstairs, I asked my friends, like, what y'all think?
Is she that strict? Like you said, she coming to you every week with something different. It's the walls, it's the people on the porch. Best thing you do is find somewhere else. But who's said nothing? That landlord won't be the same way.
Right.
Because it might be hard for you to find another apartment. So you, this nice. I'm keeping it real, this nice. But I wouldn't be able to deal with her.
You have to follow your heart. If you really like the apartment and you want to be here, try to stick it out.
No, I gotta sleep on it.
Today is October the 9th, the next morning after the big day. And I slept on it and I thought about it. Sometimes you gotta follow rules. And I do like my apartment. I love my apartment. I love my daughter's school. And I said, I'm gonna stay. And just do the things I have to do, such as go to, like, the little training program she gonna put me in. Yeah, I think Nicole just wanna help me. I think she just wanna see me do something for myself, you know, so I won't be sitting around for the rest of my life waiting on check day and stuff like that.
Excuse me, I just want to give you these.
It's a couple of minutes after 4, and we are at an employment center. Basically, they're not helping me.
And one of the ways that you can help in building up your resume is to kind of look through this.
I worked at Burger King for 2 weeks. That's the only job I ever had. That's the only thing I ever did. My mother never worked. My grandma, she never mentioned my grandma ever had a job.
I don't have a computer.
Oh, you don't?
I don't even know how to work a computer.
Okay, well.
To be honest, I'm not looking for a job. And the reason why I'm not looking for a job is because I'm 7 months pregnant. I'm not even comfortable with getting out the bed every morning, let alone get up and walk around and have to do something or lift something. Today is October the 17th. Janine Ingram from Children Patterns is going to come out.
Hey, what my baby going through?
So much.
Jane Angle, she's the one who helped me find this apartment.
What can we do to make this work?
She's a sweet person, too. She want to see me do something with myself, too.
I just think she's afraid. I think she's not used to being outside the developments. She's used to living a certain type of lifestyle. And so this is a cultural shock.
I want to be like the rich people. I want to be able to call my mama like, Mom, what you doing this weekend? Let me take you to the Bahamas this weekend. You know what I'm saying? They're my dream. Them the things I want to do. And I know I got to do for myself. And I know this. I know this.
Have you looked into getting your GED class?
Because. Though,
I don't want to hear no excuses, Catherine. You know why?
For real. No. It's not no excuse. It's cold in here. I want to make sure my kids are comfortable before I go somewhere and leave them off with their daddy to watch them.
You didn't get the gas and everything turned on before you moved in?
I didn't know. You be out here in the real world. Tell me. I don't know. This is my first time having my own apartment. I don't know nothing.
Okay. Let me explain this to you, Catherine. What did I tell you last time I talked to you? The thing about life, if you want something out of life, you got to go get it. And you got to stop using excuses. You're a strong black woman. You're going to have to make a commitment to yourself and decide what it is that you really want. Not talk. Mm-hmm. Do what it is that Catherine want to do and do it. And so we're going to see. When you walk across the stage, I just want to be invited to your graduation with your cap and gown.
Hello, I'm calling to know when y'all next GED class is starting and what would I need to start the classes and what I need to do. Tomorrow at 10 a.m.? Good.
Now, we're going to look at the selections of the Black Book, and the selection that I've selected for you tonight is Up from Slavery, Booker T. Washington.
Today is October the 29th. Today was my first day at school, and I'm happy I had fun.
Does anyone know anything about Booker T. Washington? Please don't eat in here.
This is like my 50th time to go for my GED. I just never continue to go to school. I'm going to finish this time. And I'm not around all the negative people I used to be around, so it's going to be real easy for me to do it now, where I believe it is.
And just right, because you know why? We're going to practice. And you're going to become so good that nothing's going to stop you from acing that test.
Today's 24th of October. My landlord just came back.
Well, girl, you know what? I'm so proud of you. Oh, I'm so proud of you for going to school.
She's going
to
help me out with my car fare, which I do appreciate very, 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 very much.
You know, initially I didn't feel that she wanted to do anything different, and now I have a different sense. I feel that she wants to do something different, and I believe that she's going to try this time, and I'm just hoping and praying that she's successful, and anything that she wants from me, I'm there.
Today is November the 13th. Right now, I'm finna go on to school and pick up my daughter's report card, and I don't think I'm gonna be too happy.
Okay. My first word for Mom is I cannot help Aquanique if she's not here. She cannot learn if she's not in school. She has missed a lot of instruction.
That's all my fault, because I know she's getting of age now where she needs to go to bed at certain times. And she says she don't want to go to school, you know, I'd be like, okay, you ain't got to go, my baby, you know. And that's my fault. This is going to improve, I promise you.
I want to see her in school, okay?
Thank you, Ms. Reynolds. I love you for being the person that you are, and I love you for helping my baby.
You like to meet that same love, and that love comes with discipline, too. Okay? Discipline. In the same manner. It doesn't have to be a harsh manner. Discipline does not have to mean I'm going to hit her, I'm going to yell at her. That's not the kind of discipline I'm talking about.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Give me an ashtray, Aquanique.
I'm not really mad at her. I'm mad at myself, actually. Because if I made her went to school every day, get off my lazy butt and walked her to school every day, she'll be a little bit better. Thank you, sweetheart.
What?
My attendance and my GED classes are terrible, too, because of my car fare issue. I don't have money right now, which everything is coming out fine because now I don't went to the aid office. I'm having my stamps coming in. As far as my schooling go, this pregnancy is not comfortable. It's very irritating. So it's like just sitting there all day in that chair, and I'm always hungry. Every time I smell something, I just get hungry. I think if a person be musty, I just want a burger with a lot of onions on it. So it's kind of a not going good right now. So I think I'm just going to pause it, put it on hold till after I have my baby, which I don't need. So I need to be going, but I can't do it right now. Today is January the 7th, 2003, and we have a new arrival in the family. This is Lanye Monique Ingram. She's a week and 4 days. She was 5'14 at birth, and now I think she's like 6'14 because she eats a lot. My Christmas was beautiful. My New Year's is beautiful, but the most beautiful thing is I have my baby. I can breathe, I can walk. And she get like a couple of months where she able to hold up her head. I'm going either to find me a job or to school. I never in my life wanted to do something bad as I do now. I guess because I was living in state where it was like, oh, well, be like everybody else, sit around, get drunk, you don't need to do nothing. But now that I'm here and I look at my apartment, I see the cars gone all day. When I look out the window, you wonder, like, where these people at? They have jobs and they're doing something for themselves. Then at nighttime, you see them all come back. So basically, I just need to do something for myself and stop lying to myself all the time. Because it's a lot of things in life I want that I know I'm not going to get unless I get it for myself. And nobody going to come and say, here. Nobody.
Our story on Catherine Coco Means was produced by Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister in collaboration with Chicago Public Radio. Last week, Coco started work at a shoe store on Chicago's South Side.